If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Crimson Core Podcast. I'm the great and powerful Mystery.
And I'm Jake Lenate.
I was waiting for a longer number, and it just was like, I'm Jake Lenate.
But you went fast, so I went fast.
Yeah, no, just... We're going to talk about the giant space brains of Palos Verde.
Palos Verde.
Verde. Palos which, Verde.
Which is, what is this? Palos Verde is a, what, peninsula area in Los Angeles? What is it, a mountain?
Well, it had like, giant space brains seen.
Wonderful.
Which, we were talking with the Patreon people. I thought we had done this. They thought we had done this. We couldn't find it.
Huh.
So we're doing it again if we've already done it.
Okay. I don't quite sound familiar to me.
I thought it was like a season one thing maybe.
Yeah.
Or season two, I guess, when we really started talking about.
Oh, Palos Verde is Spanish for green sticks.
There you go. I'm just going to call it green sticks. The flying space brains of green sticks.
Of green sticks. But yeah, it's a little peninsula off the South Bay region of LA. So just for anyone geolocating this in their brain.
So, there's not a ton on this one. It's one of that's why it's a Wednesday episode. But so Rodriguez and Hodges were the people that seen the brains. And we'll talk about their whole story in a second.
Don't they have an album?
Yes. I have no idea. They described the brains were bluish in color and were shrouded by a strange localized vapor. They described one of their creatures as being approximately the size of a overgrown softball. While the second one had the dimensions of a human torso. Most strangely, seem to have red eye-like organs wedged into the center of its frontal lobe.
Mm. Okay. Interesting.
Flying space brains.
Mm. So just red? they're not eyes, right? What, the organs shoved into the frontal lobe?
Yeah, it could be eyes.
I guess so.
Strange biology.
Oh, fair. Floating brains, yeah. That is strange.
In the dead of night, on August 17th, 1971, a pair of, how do you say the name?
Palos Verde.
Natives, Peter Rodriguez and John Hodges, both of whom were in their late 20s at the time, claimed to have come across two extremely odd alien creatures that were quite unlike anything else ever recorded in the annuals of UFOlogy or cryptozoology. According to their account, at approximately 2 a.m., the duo left home of the mutual friend who lived in the nearby Dapperney Lane, at which point they climbed into Hodges' car. Hodges started the engine, flickered on the headlights, and was about to drive when the men simultaneously noticed a pair of what can only be described as huge, disembodied human brains lying about 6 feet in front of the car in the middle of the road.
Mm. Well, just lying there?
In the road.
Six?
6 feet. The two brains.
Sorry, 6 feet. Okay.
The two brains I described earlier, the big one and the smaller one.
Yes, okay.
But they, as first all they see, though, is two human-like brains.
Yeah. Sorry. The way you said it in my head, it just
sounds...
There's
six of them?
Or just six brains laying on the road, like, just... human brains. Oh, that's concerning.
This reminds me, there's a Jimmy Neutron villain that's giant floating space brains. And then there's a Billy and Mandy, Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, where it's a meteor that sings, "Give me your brains." And he just sucks out your brains and makes you zombies.
A meteor does that?
Well, yeah, but he's like a space monster, but his core is like a meteor that looks like a brain.
Nice.
So, yeah, the two men were puzzled and quickly gave way to fear within moments. So, yeah, you imagine me and you get in a car, right? I turn on the headlights, and there's two, what appears to be brains laying in the road.
Yeah.
They're humanoid-ish brains, but one's the size of a guy laying there.
Would you run it over?
No. Well, until the next part, but no. Right now, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I'd be like, somebody throw a whale brain out. Yeah. Like, what's going on?
That would be a...
I'd be scared. I wouldn't get back out of the car.
What if someone... I don't even know what a whale brain looks like, but if one was just laying in the road, I would be quite concerned.
The men lived in the same neighborhood as their friends, so their journey was a brief one. When Hodges first dropped off Rodriguez and then made his way home, once he arrived at his house, he noticed, much to his worry, or that it was... The time was 4:30 a.m.
Oh, so missing time?
A lot of missing time.
Mm-hmm.
The journey that Hodges had made many times in the past in his life could be no more than a 10-minute round trip, and they had turned into a 2-hour odyssey.
Mm.
So what do you think of that? He sees two brains laying in the road. 2 hours goes by.
Mm.
At first, they're like, oh, that's weird, and drive away.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a abduction kind of scenario.
He would find out soon enough. Anyone familiar with the case of alien abductions will surely be aware of the phenomenon of missing time. Alleged abductees claim that often occurs the following extraordinary sightings of lights in the sky, UFO landings, and in the case of Hodges, blue brains laying in the street. Individuals who believe that they were abducted by aliens tend to wake up, often dazed or disoriented, only to find themselves engaging in the same activities they were occupied before the anomalous object appeared.
Is that the fugue state? Is that what that is? I can't remember.
That can be a fugue state.
Okay.
Like,
can't quite remember that definition.
Like a fugue state is like extreme exhaustion, for example,
where
you're doing stuff you don't remember.
Okay.
Like people like in the wilderness, you're on the verge of starving, they enter a fugue state.
Yeah.
Where you wake up at the bottom of the mountain now because your higher functions turn off. So I would say this is a fugue. It can be a fugue state, but maybe some would argue it's not.
Okay.
Because it's an induced state.
Oh, okay.
Fugue state is more of that forced into it. Like, I guess, naturally, you know, where you're either exhausted, starving, frostbite, you know.
Some extreme
thing going on. But, you know, it could be that. The individuals may not realize anything had happened at first, but soon discover hours or even days later that they have elapsed times with no records of the memories. Some people are able to dismiss it as absurd. Others are haunted by this experience. I would be like freaked out.
A little bit.
4 or 5 hours. Like, but then also like with my ADHD, sometimes I can like, I'll sit here and play a game, for example.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've been here for a half hour. It's been three.
It happens. It gets away from you.
And that's, I don't think that's lost time. I think that's like for anybody that experiences ADHD, I last year and a half, I've been doing a, like looking into it a lot more. And it makes a lot of sense with like addiction stuff. Like people with ADHD are much more prone to addiction.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be like drugs or alcohol.
But no.
Like, mine was alcohol. But also gambling or even like video games, like,
or just habitual like,
habits.
Yeah. Habit. Yeah.
It doesn't addiction. Have to be anything that you say is bad.
Right. Like a substance or.
Yeah. It's just what, how ADHD people, for my case, at least it's like, I describe it as there's 5 or 6 TVs on all on doing different things. So sometimes it's just too much. Like when I was getting really, really, really bad anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
It's because the TVs were all on bad things and I just couldn't calm down.
Yeah, I've been there.
And you get to the point where you can't turn them off. When you get hyper, your hyper fixations or your hyper focus, the TVs start aligning. So it quiets your brain. So like why like people click pens or bounce your leg, like that's quieting some of the noise. Is it's because it's focused on a repetitive task.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Maybe that's why I'm constantly bouncing my leg. Constantly.
But that's some people with ADHD, and I'm not an expert. It's just what my experience.
I mean, it's relatable. I understand it.
But yeah, so they're dismissed. Some are haunted, but some are simply too apprehensive to come forward. It's fear of being labeled as mentally incompetent, you know, especially in the 70s.
Yeah.
Still, others are unable to live with the mystery, and they seek help, such as the case of John Hodges. In 1976, after 5 long years of wrestling with the memories of the blue brains and wondering what happened in those hours, Hodges finally decided to go under hypnotic regression, which, here's my thing with, or we can talk about it in a minute, I'll finish reading. Don't let me not talk about hypnotic regression. In the hopes of uncovering what happened to him after, you know, he had separated from Rodriguez that fateful night. But hypnotic regression.
Yeah, say your piece.
I don't think it's a good thing because it's highly, it's highly, what do you
suggestible? Call
it? Suggestible. Thank you. That's the word. And it's highly up to the, not psychic, that's not the right word, hypnotist.
Hypnotist, yeah.
Some of them are very good and work very hard. I guess this will be the second episode this week we'll talk about. Like, there are a couple that do work with, like, rape victims. Help work through trauma or abduction victims, not alien abduction, just like normal, like kid
abduction, you know, yeah.
And help work through traumas. But there are others that are nefarious or not skilled enough. Like they're poking around in your brain. And then most of them will tell you, you have to be open to it to even have it work.
Which that I believe it's the only way it can. Because if you're resistant to it, you're not, I don't know. It just won't. I just feel like it won't.
They did that, I think, in Mythbusters when they were talking about it. Like Grant, I think, no, what were the guys' names? It's Grant and what?
There's Carrie, Grant.
Tori,
yeah.
Tori couldn't be hypnotized, but Grant could.
Huh.
Or it was, maybe it was vice versa. Because one of them was even when they were in a deep trance, they were like trying to get him to smash one of his robots. And he's like, I don't want to do that.
Grant. Like, that's Grant.
And they're like, see, like, but.
Which he's in. Rest in peace.
Grant's dead?
He's been dead.
What?
Oh, yeah. Ain't that weird?
What'd he die of?
Can't remember if it was like a heart attack or something weird.
Brain?
No, it was something that's kind of strange. It was out of the blue.
Anyways, just be careful with hypnotic regression.
Yeah.
I think especially with some of the alien community or UFO community, they really want an answer. Like, they want you to go a path. And this is a problem with the UFO community and the Bigfoot community. It's the minority, but it's the loud minority.
Yeah.
Of people that are locked into a thought of what these phenomena are.
And they're trying to lead.
And they will force it.
They'll tailor those questions to help reinforce that thought.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you get pulled over by police and...
Not the show.
And I'm just saying how they ask a bunch of questions to get certain answers or to get you respond in certain ways. You know what I mean? Like, it's suggestible. I don't know.
I don't answer questions.
That's the best way to answer it, yeah.
I don't answer questions. As I've always told Emily.
They try to get you to self-incriminate where...
I don't answer questions.
You know, not the same exact comparison, but with the UFO community, though, they're trying to get you to...
Yeah, leading questions is leading, what it's called.
Yeah. There you go, yeah. So, I mean, it's...
So, it's just hard, especially dealing with any community that has a staunch idea of things.
Right, yeah. Because I think there are some people who have had hypnotic... regressions.
I think it can work. I'm not saying it can't work.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just saying that if that's your only evidence for a thing, I don't fully, not that I don't believe it. I take it with a grain of salt, I guess.
Yes. It's like an eyewitness testimony in court. I mean, yes, someone had seen something, but eyewitness testimonies are not,
infallible.
Yeah, they're infallible. Or they are infallible. They are
not infallible.
They're not infallible. So you can't use that as your only basis of evidence. Because, like we mentioned, I think on Monday's episode, your eyes can lie to you.
Oh, constantly. Your eyes are lying to you every second of the day.
So your brain can fill
whenever
in...
whenever they're open.
Yeah, exactly. Your brain can fill in what you saw or what you think you saw. And
we talked about... We also talked about Monday, fear could be a hot... You know, once again...
Can change with things.
People of traumatic crimes, like bring it up again, like unfortunate rape victims, and a lot of times they'll make their attackers bigger.
Yeah.
Because it's a fear response
from
the human brain. It's just, you know, it's a horrible thing that happened to them. It's probably one of the most traumatic things that can happen to a person that didn't die.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
besides death. Yeah.
Like it ended with death because like you can be like freezing to death for a week. That's horrible. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's all nuanced, but it's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad is all we're saying.
So even though this method is undeniably controversial and employed by many psychologists to help recover memories that are otherwise buried up in the human psyche, it is also one of the most popular techniques to elicit repressed memories in alien abductees. The first thing that Hodges recalled under hypnosis was the larger brain had spoken to him telepathically on the lane, stating, "What do you think the brain says?"
Gosh, I had no joke ready. I don't know. What's the brain say? Gosh, I don't know.
There's two giant brains. You and your buddy see it when you first remember it, they're just laying in the street.
Yeah.
And you're like, odd, and leave.
Yeah. And just drive by.
Which is, to be honest, would be what I would do. I'm not getting out to investigate an abnormally large blue brain laying in the road.
I don't know. If you're you, I think you would.
Nope.
I think you'd at least pull the car right up beside it and look out your window.
I would not, because I'm like, there's something put that brain there. That's what I would be scared of.
Yeah, but I think
that brain came out of something.
Your biologist instincts would kick in and be like, I need to know where this came from.
My horror movie instincts would override that extremely. That's called bait.
Especially if it was like some kind of fish brain. It's like you can identify a giant fish. Like, I know that's a bowfin brain.
What do you think the alien said?
Gosh, I don't know. And you got any gas money?
There you go. Take the time to understand yourselves. The time draws near when you shall need to. You shall not remember this incident until we meet again.
But he remembers. They must have met again.
Mm.
Are you foreshadowing? Are they foreshadowing?
So what do you think of that? Like, could it be any more cryptic?
No, and I can't tell it's whether good or bad. I don't know.
Take time to understand yourselves. The time draws near when you shall need to.
I think it's...
You shall not remember this incident until we meet again.
I don't think it's anything... I think it's good advice, because I think we all need to... I think it's all advice for everybody, to be honest. Understand yourself.
During the sessions, Hodge also recounted that he had dropped Rodriguez off without incident and returned home. Upon his arrival, he was terrified by the sight of the two big blue brains. Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Waiting for him outside his house.
Oh, so they met again. So that didn't take long.
At this point, Hodges apparently lost consciousness because his next memory was waking up as he referred to as a control room.
Oh, boy.
The control room was lined with what seemed to him to be computer consoles. Keep in mind, it's 1976.
Uh-huh.
Computers look different. Then that's when they were huge.
Mm-hmm.
The control room lined up with consoles. Hodge noticed that the brain creatures were nearby, along with a cavalcade of of creatures that were even more terrifying than them.
Like standing outside or like standing up or strapped down or in the room?
In the room with them. I'll tell you what they look like. Hodges stated under hypnosis that he was confronted by a group of bald, thin-lipped, 7-foot-tall, gray-skinned humanoids with no less than 6 webbed fingers and toes.
Mm. Okay, so
this
these
is like
evil.
The tall grays.
Yeah, evil entities.
But we've talked about that before, is that like other things often seem to be using the grays as the workforce.
Gotcha.
Where there could be an intergalactic hub where they go and buy like a box of grays.
Right, yeah, or yeah. Just rent it out.
Yeah, it's just like it's just like they're androids or whatever, you know? They're not fully organic.
Something on a higher level than that we have access to.
These strange humanoids made it clear that the blue brains were nothing more than organic translation devices, which enabled them to converse telepathically with human beings.
Huh.
So they're saying the opposite. They're like, yeah, the brains are just how we talk to you guys. We use them as neural inputs.
So it's like the Sam Sundown Clown's box.
Yeah, but it's a brain.
Just a brain version, yeah. Huh.
Following this explanation, these visitors from outer space showed Hodges holographic images depicting a series of nuclear explosions and television-like screens upon which pinpoints of light. The large brains explain that frightened Hodges that these points represented places on Earth where there was too much power. It was also shown images of another planet that had been destroyed due to the fact that it was also having too much power.
Hmm.
And this is not anything new.
No.
Aliens talking to normal people about nukes.
Hmm. Hmm. I'm trying to wrap my head around this real quick, the two, but just a lot to just even try to understand or fathom what does that really mean? But because I think these aliens, whatever aliens are nefarious. Obviously, they're bad. But man,
get it out!
I'm dying over here. Their thoughts about like, or their when their talking points. Let's just put it that way. The things they're talking about, you know. But you know, like what the brain said about, you know, just find yourself, you know, just relax and find yourself. And then they abduct you and start doing experiments and stuff, like evil stuff to you. So it's just like a calming, neutralizing, you know, we're good. And then they strap you down and show you all these crazy, scary videos. Isn't that what's going on right now to all of us?
Mm-hmm.
Like all the time with social media and whatever images or videos you see that get forced into your feed all the time. But yeah, we're getting forced all the time. We see like horrible things that I don't think you necessarily want to see. And most of the time that stuff's banned on the internet unless they want you to see it. And then it's forced into your news feed or whatever. You see the bad, horrible things, traumatic things even. You know, and with alien abduction stuff, or even like that movie Clockwork Orange. Remember where they like strapped that guy and pulled his eyes open and forced him to watch? Okay, they forced him to watch like stuff to.
I think I've seen that scene, or at least that scene mimicked probably, in other media.
Probably, that's pretty famous, I guess.
That's how I watch TV.
Is it through other media?
No, like wearing the giant face thing that peels my eyes open.
Yeah, so you can't blink, absorb every bit of information. That's how you probably watch those shark documentaries as a kid.
I'll tell that story again after you're done.
But,
because people, there's probably new listeners that are like, what is he talking about?
Right. Yeah. I know. Right. But yeah, I don't know. What if, I just feel like maybe alien abductions. I don't think it's aliens from outer space doing this stuff to us humans.
No.
I think it's people here on Earth that are controlling everything on Earth, basically, to a certain degree, but they're manipulating, they're keeping everything on the track that they want to keep it on, so they stay in power and stay I don't know, it's just it's bad stuff, I think, whoever's running things, because if you just take the time to notice, you notice all the scary and bad things that's happening to all of us and that's doing to all of us. I mean, just look at all the missing kids that go missing every year in the U.S. It's bad stuff, and nothing's really being done about it. You know, those numbers are not dropping. So it's just, to me, it's, I feel like the government knows, with all their surveillance and technology, and we're constantly being watched and filmed and recorded, I think they know a little bit what's going on, but yet...
A little.
Yet it persists, so it makes you go, wonder why. But with all, I think we are being under, like, mass propaganda and programming through televisions, especially social media now, and through forms even like a... Like shorts, like YouTube shorts or Facebook shorts, you know, it's addictive. TikTok stuff, it's addictive, but it programs your mind to a certain extent. I believe you are what you consume at the end of the day. So once that stuff gets into your brain and into your subconscious, you become that. So I don't know if these alien abductions, you know, if they're implementing these techniques that they're using with these abductions, you know, they force you to...
What if they just care about us? And they're like, nukes are bad.
Yeah. I think they do pretend to care about us. It's all manipulation.
There was a... We'll do an episode on it, because I got to find more information. I believe in the, like, in the 70s, I think it was, where I think it was a naval, either a submarine or something, got, like, a really broken signal talking about nukes. And or maybe it was, I think it was across the world. Like a bunch of militaries got the same thing. Talking about if nukes go off, we can stop most of them, but we're going to miss some of them. We don't want you to destroy yourselves. Be careful. Something like that.
Yeah.
And everybody's like pointing fingers. Anyways, these creatures, in the very similar fashion to the Ariel School incident, which I know we've had an episode on, whether it's Patreon or not, I can't remember, proceeded to caution their captives that the human race would have to immediately stop abusing its power or suffer the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
They even went so far to abolish our entire species, stating, "Take the time to understand yourselves. The time draws near when you shall need to." Whether this was a calamitous warning from their advanced intergalactic species, or maybe a more desperate plea from a fellow civilization in the universe, is really hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a threat, or is that like,
is that a threat from them?
From them, or yeah. They're just like, this happens to species. Like, please, guys, be careful.
Right.
Which there's that. It's called the Great Filter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is talking about that. Maybe that's why spacefaring races are really rare. Is because basically, when any intelligent species builds enough like power, to a certain like nukes, point,
yeah,
you run the risk, so much high risk of just destroying yourself or making your planet unusable.
Yeah, I was gonna say it goes one or two ways. It's gonna
like ascend
into greatness or descend into a spiraling a death.
The day that
rattle.
It stood still is about that.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Where the alien intergalactic council's like life is so rare that mm-hmm. it's, and but they convinced him like, well, you're taking away our great moment. Like, this is when we either save ourselves and fix everything, or we don't.
Yeah.
Because like I said, like we've talked about, climate change is different than, I believe in total ecological collapse.
Yeah, very different.
Which is very different, which is what's happening. It's not, which, I don't know.
But. And all the measures to go about it aren't the proper ways, or they're actually solving the problem. They just suppress everyday people.
But yeah, so it's hard to tell whether they were threatening him, or like just giving him like a warning, because they're also talking through a giant brain.
Yeah.
But won't it also be remiss to not be consider the notion that these beings might represent a civilization hell-bent on conquering the Earth? Perhaps these blue brains and the giant grays represent a species who is utilizing some alien form of psychological warfare in order to disarm us before before the invasion threat.
Okay.
There you go. Are they trying to be like, yeah, get rid of it. Get rid of their weapons. Following this strict scolding by the alien brain, Hodges claimed that he felt a buzzing sensation ripple through his body, and he opened his eyes and felt he was back inside his car. This time, thankfully, the mist-covered brains were no longer on the scene. Not long after the hypnotic regression, both Hodges and Rodriguez, who of course had no involvement with the actual alien abductions, were asked to draw pictures of the blue brains. Hodges depicted them as globster-like large brains with a red eye, while Rodriguez captured the likeness of the smaller creature.
Mm.
Later, Hodges hoped or would speculate that his visit by the alien spacecraft may have been an actual holographic projection due to the fact that he noticed that the area behind the control area room was all black.
Okay.
Or as a movie set.
Ooh.
Hodges also indicated that he believed that the ETs had implanted what he referred to as a translating cell in his brain in order to sustain contact with him.
Hmm.
Or the little chips that Daryl pulls out of people.
Ooh, a transistor? No, not transistor. What's that called? There's a name for that. Transmission? No. It'll come to me. It'll come to me.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
In the weeks that followed, Hodges claimed to have begun to receive telepathic messages from the alien beings. These entities predicted that in 1938, a war would break out in the Middle East. They further predicted that the war would swiftly spread into Europe, resulting in atomic weapons. Following the global configuration, the aliens claimed that they would establish a public dialogue between their species, and the human race. Needless to say, their predictions, thank goodness, did not come true. However, did mankind manage to avert this because of their warnings? Is one thought. But that's it. The blue brains.
I just looked up blue brain, just Googled it just to see what would pop up. And it popped up the Blue Brain Project. So the Blue Brain Project is a Swiss initiative. Swiss.
Oh, I'm like.
Like Switzerland, Swiss. Initiative led by Henry Markham. I'll have to look him up. Aim to create biologically detailed digital reconstructions and simulations of the mammalian brain, starting with the mouse brain, to understand brain function, disease, and consciousness. Well, they were building digital models from experimental data and enabling in silico experiments, impossible in a lab. But it concluded its main phase in 2024 and then transitioned all these findings to the Open Brain Institute to continue the work. So it's no longer the Blue Brain Project. Now it's the Open Brain Institute, so it's rebranded. So when things do that, it makes me want to look into them more. So I'm going to have to check out this Blue Brain digital recreation of a mammalian brain. It's like they're building AI brains. Mm-hmm. Artificial AI brain. Actual brains. That sounds like a good thing, right?
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just fine. Yes. I'm sure it's just fine.
Healthy.
Oh, very healthy.
Good for you.
Good for everybody. Good for humanity. Good for humanity. We need simulated human robots or human-like. But I don't know. What if these brain? I don't know. Like I talked about it on Monday. We have sound to skull technology where they can beam sounds and you can, like music, like that video I was watching, the professor played Eagles music to his students in his classroom. And there's no sound coming out of that speaker, but it's at such a low frequency. No physical sound you can hear, but once it hits you, your brain feels it and you feel it and like you hear it in your head. And it's wild that is older technology. That's not nothing brand new or anything. That's not right. Anything groundbreaking. That's old stuff. Oh, we make biological things that can do this too. I don't know. It's just, there's so much, psychological operations that can be explained through a lot of technology that we have. We're just not privy to.
So do you think this was one of those like fake government abductions, testing stuff? Or do you think these were interdimensional entities just screwing with them? Demons?
It does feel like an abduction. I don't know if it's, I bet it's a real type of abduction. I don't know what entity is behind it or what group's behind it or what, I don't know, figures. I don't know, whatever name you want to put on it. I don't think it's aliens, though, from outer space that just come to visit and learn about us and protect us. I just don't believe that at all.
I don't believe it unless they look like crabs.
And I don't think they would want to protect us or...
I always talk about it. The one time I think it could have been an actual UFO landing,
yeah,
was the giant bearded crab men things.
Yeah.
That were stopping, getting water, and a guy caught them, and they're basically like, this is like a pit stop. This is a backwater planet.
Right, yeah.
And then they get back in and they leave.
So hillbillies here.
And they're like, get away from us.
Yeah.
Don't touch us.
The guy, guys, have you seen the hills have eyes? We landed there.
Get the water and go. Whoop, 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 whoop. Crawling back in the ship like Zoidberg.
Zoidberg's probably real. Dang it.
If anybody didn't know the joke, in evolutionary science, there's a joke that everything turns into a crab.
Carcinization.
Carcinization. Everything's turned into, like, there's 13 times crabs have evolved separately.
Right. It's why, I mean, just look that term up, carcinization. Everything does turn to crabs. Like Futurama, I don't care. I mean, we know The Simpsons predicted so much stuff, whether that's prediction or spoiler alerts, pre-programming. I don't know what you'd want to call it. But the same creators made the show Futurama.
Did they?
Yeah, it's the same guy, Matt Groening. Well, like, can't you tell by the art and everything? It's the same style.
Yeah.
It's the same guy made the same show. Why aren't we drawing the connections that they're... I don't know. I just imagine they kind of know what's coming, or they're trying to. Maybe Futurama is just what they kind of want the future to look like. So by creating that show, all of our consciousness is aware of it. So it kind of... We subconsciously... let's see here. How am I trying to explain that? We are subconsciously steering the car in that direction without even realizing it, because they're putting these images in our brains. Through propaganda.
Well, there you go. I have been the great and powerful mystery.
And I've been Jay Clone 8.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye!
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jay Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!